Am I in charge of all experiences that take place in my life? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Am I in charge of all of the experiences that take place in my life? Good question, isn't it? Think about it. Am I in charge of all the experiences that take place in my life? What are the experiences that take place in my life? Well, the experiences that take place in my life are when I have a conversation with people, when I go for a walk, when I look around me and I see the world around me. All of these things are when I take charge of my life. All of these things are circumstances that either I am in charge of or I am not. Either I am controlling or I am not. Now, am I in charge of all of the circumstances of my life, or do things happen that I have no control over? Last evening we had a wonderful conversation, and the conversation dwelt upon diseases and about how diseases get into the body and how conditions are such that polio and chickenpox and German measles and you name it, and we talked about it. And we talked about it, and we talked about it. And we seemed like we wanted to just go on talking about it. Well, several of the members of our group were looking on and thinking to themselves, hey, I don't want to talk about diseases. I don't want to talk about these negative things. I don't want to talk about things that are not good. And I say to them, well, hey, everything is good. You want to talk about everything? Because everything is good. You want to discuss whatever is discussed? Because everything is good. Chicken pox, German measles, all those things. Germs, how hospitals use soaps and special anti-germ devices to keep their hands clean and things like that. And isn't that fascinating? Yeah, very fascinating. Very fascinating. And the conversation went on for a good hour. And I was sitting there participating in the conversation to a small degree, just listening and nodding my head and being aware, being in my own world. And I was sitting among three wonderful metaphysicians and two people who are of the world. And as I sat with these three metaphysicians, I was looking from face to face, thinking, I wonder what subject they're going to bring up to put us on a different direction. I wonder what subject they're going to bring up to allow us to think in some other direction, what we might call a more positive direction. And I listened and waited. And I waited and listened. And I pretended to be very interested in all of this talk about diseases and talk about illnesses and cleanliness and doctors and things that were having a bit of a problem. And I pretended to be interested, and so my associates pretended to be interested too. And I waited that anyone would bring up another conversation. Like, we could talk about a conversation of the solar panels, because that's something of interest to us. How solar energy can be used, or how wind energy could be used, or how we could install wind energy in such a way that it would be beneficial. Now, occasionally during the conversation, topics were brought up about the garden. And in the garden were so wonderful things that were taking place. The plants were growing abundantly. But then they had to bring up the rabbits and the chipmunks and the squirrels that were eating the plants and messing up the garden. And then we talked about the garden. We talked about all of the things in the that are growing abundantly and that are not growing abundantly. And we talked about how the grapes were growing and how other things were growing. We talked about many different things. We have the opportunity in our life a jillion times to change the subject. Not change the subject, but to bring up the subject that is harmonious with what we want to talk about. And so you're talking about diseases, and you're not particularly interested in diseases because you think they are negative and you think they are bad, and therefore they're bad, therefore they are negative, and therefore they are not beneficial. So while you're talking about this, you think, hey, I wonder. Now, you were saying, and the young nurse was saying, that our body has many diseases and many bacteria and many germs and many things that are in our body that are beneficial. That if it weren't for these activities, our body wouldn't function right. Because we have many things going on in our body that are benefiting from these things. Well, now, the doorway was opened a little bit for a positive direction, but nobody steered it into that positive direction. And then another opportunity came along. The children that they were working with were all very beautiful children, and one child had a difficult time because it was not cooperating with the program. And instead of saying, I see that child cooperating with the program wonderfully and beautifully right now, and knowing that this is the case, we slid over the subject and went on to other things. Every time we have an opportunity to make a positive contribution to our world, a positive contribution to any conversation, we should take it. We should take the opportunity to make the positive contribution. Because when we make a positive contribution, we are thinking positively. We are thinking beneficially. We are thinking of something that is going to be something we desire, something we are thoroughly interested in. Now, how do we make positive contributions to the world? How do we make positive contributions to life? How do we keep our conversations always uplifting, always beautiful, always fantastic, always joyous? How do we do that? How do we keep ourselves in the peak of all that is good and beautiful? Well, it's an easy task if every thought we ever think is a positive thought. If any thought that anyone brings up appears to be negative, but we are unable to define a negative thought, we can only define positive thoughts, we will then see that thought and define it as positive. And if we cannot define it as positive, we define it as what we know. Now, in Toastmasters, they ask people to be giving extemporaneous talks. Some people do that very wonderfully, and other people don't. And the Toastmaster will say, all right, I would like you to talk about stem cells and tell me all about stem cells and what you know about them. And so you say, all right, I have to speak for 3 minutes, and I have to speak about stem cells. And I will say, stem cells exist. Stem cells are throughout the entire body, and stem cells are the cells that bring about the very beginning of everything. And stem cells are just like peanut butter. Peanut butter comes from peanuts, and you crunch the peanuts or crush the peanuts, and out comes the peanut butter. And the peanut butter is so delicious. And the peanut butter is packed in jars that are sometimes medium-sized, sometimes larger, sometimes tall. There are all sorts of things that they're just wonderful and delicious and beautiful. And the peanut butter is just lots of fun. And because the peanut butter is lots of fun, the peanut butter is enjoyed by hundreds of people all over the world, thousands of people, millions of people. In fact, peanut butter is one of the most delightful, enjoyable types of foods that anyone could ever want. And of course, who should want that more than I? Is nobody. Peanut butter is the most delicious, delightful, wonderful thing that has ever been created on earth. And I think that peanut butter, especially with jelly, is a very wonderful thing to put on bread. And I love it. I love peanut butter and jelly bread. And I thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about stem cells and peanut butter and jelly. And you say to yourself, my goodness, we asked them to talk about stem cells, not peanut butter and jelly. We have a perfect privilege to speak about anything we want to speak about. If we don't know about stem cells, talk about something you do know. You're asked to speak extemporaneously. And if you don't know all about the new laws the government is putting up, just say laws are beneficial and laws can be helpful. And it's a wonderful thing that we have laws. But the thing that I like best is when I go swimming in the ocean is such a warm water at this time of year, and to swim in the ocean, you feel just so free because the ocean has just enough buoyancy from the salt water to make floating and swimming just a wonderful experience. And you see, you go on. You can talk about any subject you want. You don't have to talk about whatever people are talking about. People can be talking about negative, 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 and then you say, hey, you know, negatives have their place, but positives have the really place that I like the best, because positives have the most, and you go on talking about positive, and you don't have to say negatives are bad. You don't have to say what the conversation was not a desirable conversation. You just talk about things that are appealing to you, things that are delightful to you, things that are harmonious to you, because that's really all that matters, isn't it? That's really all that makes any difference in our life. We are in charge of any conversation that we are in. We don't have to tell people not to talk about things. We don't have to tell people that whatever they're talking about is not pleasant, is not good, is not positive. We just introduce a positive subject as though subjects were available to be introduced at any time, under any circumstance, and that people expect you to talk. Oh, yeah, you know, whatever, there's something she doesn't know anything about, she brings up something she knows about because she likes to be in the conversation. And she can't be in the conversation talking about things she doesn't know anything about, so she brings up things that she knows something about. And am I unhappy with her for doing that? No, not at all. I think she's a very wise person because she establishes for herself what she thinks are valuable and good. And my dad used to say, I don't care if the rest of the world's going to hell, you kids are not. Now, that was a very strong statement. But what was he saying? He's saying, whenever you have a conversation in life, keep it positive. Whenever you have a direction that you're going, keep it positive. Whatever you're doing in life, keep it positive. He doesn't care what the rest of the world is doing, how good or bad it may seem to be. His children are going to be trained in what he feels are the values of life, what he feels are the benefits. And so, whenever his children would be in the company of others, and negative subjects were brought up, or negative ideas were brought up, his children always brought up positive ideas. Somebody said, let's go throw stones at the window of the old house over there that's empty, and let's see how many we can break. And so, his children would say, hey, let's go down into the woods. It's terrific now. The trilliums are growing and the wild onions are growing. Let's go and take a couple of plastic bags and bring back some wild onions and give them to our folks because they sure can use wild onions. And so we all go down into the woods, and it's only a block or two from our house. And as we go along the river, we see all these beautiful moist plants growing there, and they're wild onions. And oh, do they smell like onions. And so we bag them up and put them in a plastic bag and bring them home to our folks. And our mother says, "Ah, I see you've been down in the woods. You found some wild onions. Now that's great. Now you take those wild onions and put them where they really would do their best." "What's that, Mom?" "Well, I think the trash can is where they'll do their best, because all they do is smell up the house if we leave them in here, and nobody's going to eat them because they're just not the type of onions that we want to eat. And when you put them out there, be sure to wash your hands and good, and then come on in. It's time for supper, and we're going to have roasted onions. But these are the Bermuda onions that are so delicious and so succulent, and we're going to have them sautéed in beautiful lemon juice, and we're going to make them so fantastic. Oh, Mom, you always make the greatest things." Now, keeping it positive. Mom and Dad both always taught us to be positive. Think positive thoughts, act in positive ways, live in positive ways. We don't have to be part of the crowd. We can be the leader ourselves. We can be the one who instigates the conversation. They're talking about diseases, and we didn't want to talk about diseases, so we say to them, "Well, say, you're a nurse. What is the best way to keep yourself healthy so you don't experience diseases?" And she'll say, "Well, certainly cleanliness." And then, as the other person brought up, "Well, you know, they found that leprosy was best cured by cleanliness. That when they took the lepers and had them all have baths and had them all be cleaned and had them all eat fresh fruits and fresh vegetables and stuff like that, the leprosy fell away from them like the leprosy was causing their body to fall away." And so cleanliness and fresh fruits and vegetables, or those are healing agents. And you see, the conversation changed from the negative, just pure disease talk, to healing talk, to wholeness talk. We can be the instigators of these things anytime we want in our life. And it's not bad. It's not good. It's just, what do we want to hear? What do we want to do? What do we want to talk about? And everyone is responsible to bring up the positive subjects. Everyone is responsible to bring up the positive attitudes. We can all be in a conversation and someone will say, "Ah, yes, I remember when," and then you want to remember when too. And the minute you start remembering when, you're in trouble. The minute you start living in the past, you're in trouble. Because right now, we want to live in the positive present tense. We want to live in the positive present tense and share with ourselves and our world all the goodness and all the blessings and all the wonderment that we have achieved. We don't need to talk about the wars of the past. We got plenty of wars in the present to talk about. And we don't need to talk about the wars in the present. We can talk about the good things that people are doing for one another, because they're doing it so abundantly, we could never end talking about it. Talk about how people are being kind to one another. Talk about how people are giving smiles to one another. Talk about how people like to share in the Red Cross, to send money when they hear about a tragedy and they need to have something to uplift the people. People just come out of their hearts and say, "Let me be part of this. Let me share my love so that everything will be all right again. So everything will be all right again. So everything will be all right again." We have the opportunity to be positive people. And why is it we always expect George to do it? We always expect someone else to be the one who's going to be positive. Why do people expect me to change the subject and make it positive when they're talking about subjects that are negative? I'm the sharer. I don't really care what they talk about. I'm in my own world. I'm in my own attitude. And I watch and I see, how long does it take for them to change their subject, to to take charge and determine what direction their conversation is going to go. They are just as much responsible as any other living being in the group to bring about positive results, and they can say it as well as anybody else. Oftentimes one of our people will say, well, I'm really not worthy of saying this because they're so much better than I am. Well, if they're talking negative and you want to talk positive, there's no matter of who's better or who's worse. It's just, what do you want to talk about? Bring it up. What do you want to talk about? Be persistent in bringing it up. As you're persistent, then ultimately the conversation will take a turn for the positive, but only because you, or I, or someone has guided it to that positive direction. Ah, yes, let George do it. So often we want to let the responsibility for peace on earth be with someone else. And how silly that is. How silly that is. For there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now are lovely conversations, and they began with me. There are now thoughtful, penetrating, interesting conversations, uplifting conversations, and they began with me. Take this as your blessing today, for it's my thought for today. If I ever am in a conversation, and I'm with a lot of metaphysicians, and the conversation is not going in a positive direction, I will just go my direction and leave them alone. Because if they ask me, and they say, Herb, how can we make the world a happier place? And then I will certainly tell them. I will certainly share with them how to make the world a happier place. And the world will truly be a happier place, a more wonderful place, a more glorious place. But it's up to us what we're going to do about it and how we're going to handle it. It's up to us alone. Absolutely alone. Are you ready for that? I am, because I like me. And I love you. I love you. I love you.